fathers were like day and night. Her own father had a quick mind and an easy nature. He embraced life, creative business ventures, and his family, while Uncle George was stiff in manner, rigid in expectations, and downright intimidating when crossed. Especially when the one who crossed him was his daughter, Stacy. Brianna's frantic hiss yanked Anastasia out of her reverie. What should I do? Anastasia was used to being the one whose ideas got them both in and out of trouble. But this time, the trouble they'd be facing was bad, and the person who'd be paying the price would be Brianna. Well, that was something Anastasia couldn't, wouldn't allow. Her mind began racing, seeking ways to help Uncle George from seeing Brianna, or at least from seeing her frock. Absently, Anastasia studied her own party dress, noting that other than a fine layer of dirt along the hem, it was respectably clean. Now that spawned an idea.
I know, we can change dresses.
Even as she spoke, she spied Wells, the Medford butler, striding down the endless corridor, heading in their direction. Any second he would spot them, if he hadn't done so already. It was too late for scrambling in and out of their dresses.
No, she amended dejectedly. We don't have time. It would have worked too, 'cause our dresses look exactly the same.
Abruptly, she broke off, her eyes lighting up as she contemplated another, far better and more intriguing possibility.
So do we.
Brianna's brows drew together.
So do we what? Look exactly the same. Everyone says so. Our fathers are twins. Our mothers are sisters. Or at least they were until yours went to heaven. No one can ever tell us apart. Even Mama and Papa get confused sometimes. So, why don't you be me and I'll be you?
You mean switch places?
Brianna's fear was supplanted by interest.
Can we do that? Why not?
Swiftly, Anastasia combed her fingers through her tangled masses of coppery hair, trying, with customary six-year-old awkwardness, to arrange them in some semblance of order.
We'll fool everyone and save you from Uncle George. But then you'll get in trouble. Not like you would. Papa might be annoyed, but Uncle George would be...
I know.
Brianna's gaze darted toward Wells, who was now almost upon them.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Anastasia grinned, becoming more and more intrigued by the notion.
It'll be fun. Let's try it just this once.
An impish smile curved Brianna's lips.
A whole hour or two to speak out like you do. I can hardly wait.
Don't wait,
Anastasia hissed.
Start now.
So saying, she lowered her chin a notch, clasping the folds of her gown between nervous fingers in a gesture that was typically Brianna.
Hello, Wells, she greeted the butler.
Where have you two been? I've looked everywhere for you.
Wells's eyes, behind heavy spectacles, flickered from Anastasia to Brianna, who had thrown back her shoulders and assumed Anastasia's more brazen stance.
All of us, most particularly your grandfather, have been worried sick. Oh no.
Seeing the condition of Brianna's gown, Wells's long, angular features tensed.
It's not as bad as it looks, Wells,
Brianna assured him with one of Anastasia's confident smiles. It was only a little trip and a littler fall. A rueful nod.
You're right, Miss Stacy, he agreed. It could have been worse. It could have been Miss Brianna who'd taken the spill. I shudder to think what the outcome of that would have been. Now then.
He waved them toward the dining room, frowning as he became aware of the heavy silence emanating from within.
Hurry, tell them you're all right. It will certainly brighten your grandfather's birthday.
With an uneasy glance in that direction, he scooted off, retracing his steps to the entranceway. The girls' eyes met, and they grinned.
We fooled him, Brianna murmured in wonder. No one fools Wells.
No one but us, Anastasia said with great satisfaction. She nudged her cousin forward.
Let's go.
An impish twinkle.